Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, kiddos, here we go. Headlines on a Friday night, 6 p.m. right here on Softy and Dick, brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
You are a dirty dog.
I know it's not often we leave with the NBA, but I'd like to ask you this. When was the last time you saw the Golden State Warriors down by 60 points? Toronto leads Golden State by 60. 119-59, 8:44 to go in the fourth quarter. And how about this? Toronto was up by one after the first. They went on an 81-30 run between the second and third quarters, and the Raptors lead Golden State, who are playing without Draymond, without Stephon Curry tonight, by the way. Raptors lead Golden State by 60 points in the fourth quarter.
Well, the rest of the team probably heard Draymond's comments that he had some motivation issues for the rest of the year, and they just said, you know what?
Screw
We've
you.
Got motivation That's issues, right. too.
They're down by 60!
Oh, the Mariners didn't have motivation issues last night late in the game. They rallied from 6-1 down, took the lead, lost the lead, and then won in the 10th inning, 8-7 on opening night. Dylan Moore, a big two-run double in the bottom of the 8th to give them hope, and Major League Baseball's pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta to show support for voting rights and their opposition of restrictions in the ballot box.
Women's semifinals, Stanford's on the national championship. They beat South Carolina 66-65 behind 24 from Haley Jones. Arizona UConn going at 6:30 to play Stanford for the national title. Joining us right now on the radio show, our pal, our friend, the legendary son of Slick, Donald Watts, is with us right here talking Final Four. Don, how are you, pal?
Oh, man, I'm good. Hanging in there down here in Phoenix, getting ready to play in a little tournament with some guys. Got my son down here trying to get some guys to that next level, some seniors. But that transfer portal is a tough deal on us.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, it's just, Don, it's just a new age we live in. I mean, Softy was talking off the air about over 100 teams have four or more transfers. That blew me away. I had no idea. I thought the UW was kind of the anomaly. And they have more than most, but not that much more than a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, the number that I've read a couple of days ago, and it's probably gone up since then, was 1,000 and you know, 1,011 kids or something like that in the transfer portal with, you know, about around 4,000-plus college basketball players. And, you know, about 25% of the college basketball country is in the transfer portal. We'll see what the fallback is for that, but I think one of the things that's really going to suffer is one of the things I talk about a lot is that continuity and culture, you know, how that's going to affect the college game will be interesting to see in the next couple of years.
Well, there's one team that we will see tomorrow that is not that concerned about anybody leaving to enter the portal, and that's Gonzaga. I'm curious to know your thoughts on a couple things. Number one, how do you beat them? Because they look at times almost like they are unbeatable. I know no team, Don, is unbeatable, but if you're Mick Cronin and you are scouting for this game tomorrow, where's the weakness, if there is any, on that Zag basketball team that you can go after and maybe exploit?
I mean, there isn't. I think the thing that you have to do, and I think their next two games are going to be really epitomizing that, is just try to ugly it up and try to get them out of what they want to do. They really run really good offense. They pass the ball really well, and they really execute well. And when they have good players at every position. And when you have a team like that, I guess the best thing you can hope for is to try to take them out of that by uglying the game up and seeing how they respond and just making it a game where they have to play more off instincts as individuals than off their plays as execution. But the problem is they've done a great job of that as well. So it's going to really be an uphill battle for UCLA, obviously, and then for whoever they get, Houston or Baylor in the next round, because I definitely think they will be advancing to the next round.
And Mick Cronin's a defensive coach. He's going to come up with some good things. I mean, is it just as simple as attacking Drew Timmy early? Because I guess I think the first way to crack the Gonzaga code, even they are no means by a one-player team, but if you can get Timmy out of the game with two fouls in the first 5 or 6 minutes, that at least gives you some hope and some confidence because it turns Gonzaga a little more one-dimensional then.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely lose some size, and they definitely, you know, but they kind of play a little small ball anyway, and everybody's involved in what they do. But it definitely, Dick, would be a legitimate strategy. And, I mean, if I was in the game, I would try to go get him out of there. Mm-hmm. He's their most unique piece, being that he operates, you know, primarily inside, but inside out, and they run a lot of things through him. So that would be the best answer to the question is, can you actually do it?
Yeah. How has Kelvin Sampson done this at Houston? It's a guy that we first got to know as the head coach of the Cougars, right? Like, what, 20, 25 years ago, goes to Oklahoma, took them to a Final Four with Jim Shaw on their staff with the Sooners, and now he's totally resurrected Houston in the Final Four for the first time since Phi Slammajama back in the day at the Kingdome in the mid-'80s. How has Kelvin Sampson done this?
He's a high energy guy, and not high energy yelling and screaming on the side, but pours a lot of energy into his programs and to the kids that he has. And he's a worker, he's a grinder. And you know, they're a team that, you know, really has that makeup, like I was talking about, as far as the ability to ugly up a game. They play extremely hard defensively. And then I think he really invites you to kind of rock out offensively. You know, as long as you are doing your part on the other end of the court, there's a sense of freedom that he gives you, and I think it's something that players like. And then when you get on campus, he gets the most out of his guys. Not a bunch of five-star guys or whatever. I mean, you got three or four guys over there that are redshirted that are playing key roles right now. So it's really about the work that he does on the individuals when he gets on campus. And the belief he puts into them, and then the freedom he gives them. But he's also demanding on that defensive end. They compete hard.
I was a little surprised to see Baylor and Houston so close to each other. And, you know, KenPom, they're almost identical. Baylor barely edges out Houston. Is this, to me, going in this game, I see Baylor as a pretty sizable favorite, but the numbers don't indicate that. So what do you think about this game?
I mean, when you look at them, I think they're pretty, much the same. Good guard play, guard play that really dominates the game. But then guys inside that are nasty, that hustle, that bang, that fight, that scrap, and don't really, demand a lot of offensive attention to, try to create second chance points and try to knock you off balance inside. So it's almost like whatever. You know, if Gonzaga moves past UCLA, take your pick. They're going to be facing almost, virtually the same opponent. Hmm. I hadn't looked at the KenPom deal, but that's kind of the feeling I got. On my bracket, I got Houston in the Final Four against Gonzaga, and Gonzaga beating them.
Yeah, well,
in the final game. Yep,
got it. How surprised would you be at this point if Gonzaga loses to anybody on the Don Watts shock scale, 1 to 10 being you're bowled over, you can't even believe what you just saw. How stunned would you be if the Zags did not win this on Monday?
Eight. They've been tremendous. I, some people say they have a chance to be the best team in college basketball. I don't know if I would go that far, but they're definitely playing as good as any team has played in college basketball, the way that they're playing the game.
Donald, we had Lorenzo Romar on this week, and I asked him, I want to ask you the same question, the alternate reality and how much he thinks about the potential that he could have coached Matisse Thybulle, Noah Dickerson, his guys all the way through. Shut your eyes and give me the UW basketball alternate reality where Jen Cohen does not fire Lorenzo Romar.
I mean, I don't know that when Coach was here, it wasn't trending the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, the next year that was coming in, you had Porter coming in who was going to be a one and done, and some of the same trouble that we've gotten ourselves into with Lorenzo, and then now with Coach Hop. So when Lorenzo left, that recruiting class that was supposed to be a really high, you know, polluting recruiting class also left. And that cleared the way for Thibel. That cleared the way for Noah Dickerson. Because those guys were, when Lorenzo was here, were, you know, essentially being recruited over. And they were going to bring in guys that were going to play that I don't know were necessarily going to win. And I think that would have negatively impacted the growth of Thibel and the guys that you mentioned.
Well, Don Watts again is with us for a few more minutes, courtesy of WattsBasketball.com. And look, you know, all three of us are obviously big dog fans and rooting for guys like Isaiah Thomas. And Dick and I were talking off the air about when he was in Boston, he was about set to sign a max contract with the Celtics and get paid. And then he got hurt, and things began to fall apart. And Isaiah just got back in the NBA today, a 10-day deal with the Pelicans. But why do you think it's been so difficult for Isaiah Thomas to find his way back to the NBA?
Well, I think that IT was more hurt than he let on or wanted to realize or understand. He's got his surgery underway. Has, you know, went and did the USA thing and shown that he's moving better, that he's healthy. And I think he's also shown a willingness to come in and play whatever role, right? He's been really active on Twitter saying, hey, I'll play whatever. I think Isaiah is a really, obviously a really strong personality, a great player. And sometimes when guys like that are injured and, you know, coach, the general managers and, you know, they're not sure how they're going to handle being a part of a team when they're not the main part of the team, which is what he was coming off of. And I think that Isaiah has the grit and the toughness, and he was the last guy picked, and they, you know, brought in Sacramento, brought in guys that were similar to him. And he really is one of the grittiest, toughest, most adjustable guys to ever play in the NBA. So I'm excited that he has this opportunity. And I think more than anything, it was just injury. And then, you know, not being sure what role he would fit in, based on where he was at, and being a really strong locker room presence. Sometimes it's easier for guys who, are less strong, you know, personality wise. Right, but that's Isaiah's makeup. That's who he is, and that's why he's had as great a career as he's had, and was in the MVP race because of that not back down toughness attitude. And that's who you got to be at his size. And I think that you know, along with the injury and the role, kind of has some questions for NBA folks.
All right, Don, WattsBasketball.com. I just see where summer camps are opening up. Right, we can schedule the summer camps right now.
You're opening your emails, man. I love it.
Yeah, of course, man. I got it. Even tweeted it out for you yesterday. I got your back.
He won't open my emails, by the way.
There we go. I'm not opening yours either, Salty.
And does that little virus thing pop up when you get something from me? But what's happening at the camps, and how can kids get signed up, man?
Oh, WattsBasketball.com, our camp schedule. Well, the first part of our camp schedule is out right now, so get over there and get signed up. We're excited, you know, for kids to connect with each other. Excited to get back to a sense of normal, and excited for this summer, man. It's right around the corner.
I love it. Great stuff, man. Enjoy it. We'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, man. Good luck in Arizona.
Right, thank you.
You got it. Don Watts with us. Check out WattsBasketball.com. We're going to break a little fun with audio / Hey, Did You Hear That? Coming up next on Softy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.